We're going to make a diagram.
Why are we talking like we're recording? But we actually are recording.
Oh, what is this? Episode 25. Welcome to the On the Island podcast. This is your host with the most, Jake Hall.
Jake actually doesn't have the most. My name's Abdul.
This is Ian. Jake saw my dick the other day. Pigs.
Damn.
Wow.
How'd that happen?
Wow.
Now you brought it up.
How did that happen? Do you want to say it or do you want to let me say it?
I wasn't expecting you to bring that up.
Right off the bat, baby.
Holy
right
shit.
Off the
this
bat.
This is the content wow. I need.
Oh my gosh. I was expecting you to just use one of your dumbass names.
No.
You always do.
This is serious. This is a serious topic.
So you're upset about Jake seeing your wang.
Yeah. Not like he hasn't seen it before. But just this circumstance was an accident, man. And I didn't like that.
It was actually like the most awkward shit.
Okay, so here's what happened. I was in the shower. I get out the shower, go to my room. Not 10 seconds go by, my door opens. Jake walks in, looks down, goes, "I just saw your wing." And he closes the door.
Oh my god.
That was so awkward. What was going through your mind when you heard the door opening?
I knew it was Jake, and I knew he was just going to say
just
some stupid
there.
Shit.
You're standing there holding the towel in one hand, and the other hand was like to your side, like, what?
I just saw your wang and then closed the door.
All right, here's my side of the story.
What does it look like? Did you get a good mental image?
Now you got me thinking about this shit. It was like a nice plum.
Okay, I'll take that.
A plum.
I don't know why I just said plum. All right.
Those are round, bro.
Hey, man. You know? Damn.
He's not denying it.
You know, your chode's like that.
You know, sometimes.
All right, here's my side of the story. We were going to go golfing in the morning, and he got out of the shower really quick, and I was persuading him to hurry up because we needed to get our tea time. And then he just went out, and then I just knew he went into his room, and then I was like, all right, I just got to make sure he, like, knows. So I thought you had your, like, towel over you, but...
It had been not even 10 seconds I'd been in the room.
It could have been, like, I open the door, and you have your towel around. I open the door, you're the other way. I open the door, you're behind your closet. But no, I open the door, and standing right in front of the door.
Looking at the door.
And I just, oh, shit. I just saw your wing. Oh, man. I'm glad I kind of got that off my chest.
I'm glad I just did that right at the beginning too, because.
Wow. So, how you guys been? You guys been good? It's been a long time since we've done the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like we fucked up. We fucked up.
Ian was gone, and me and Abdul were just being bitches.
Ian didn't plan ahead this time.
I didn't. I really didn't. I'll take the blame.
It's all right. We're back on track. I feel like now we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, should we keep doing it in person, or should we do what everybody else is doing? And
oh, we should probably do it remotely as soon as I figure out how to do it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Until then, I don't know.
Are you guys saying about the COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, like we shouldn't be this close. It should be like 6 feet apart.
This is like 3 feet.
Yeah. Like if one of us had it, like it would not
be good.
I'd
probably say four.
Yeah, maybe.
It's probably six, me and Jake.
Yeah, you need to start working on that, bro.
What?
Like the remote.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even tried it, to be honest.
Because, like, this stuff gets way more serious. Like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, if they actually put the lockdown as a legit lockdown.
Dude, we could
instead
do it live. We could have, like, a live audience.
Shit. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
A live audience?
Yeah. Like
we have one of those?
Like, on Zoom, yeah. I mean, we could probably have, like, two people.
Oh, watching. You're saying people just join in?
Yeah.
Like, online. I thought you were talking about just watching us. I was like, dude, that's, like,
yo,
not how we're supposed to be.
Sick-ass episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
We do one on Zoom, and then we put it on our Instagram, and whoever wants to join the podcast can
join.
Yeah,
and that's
we
good.
Upload that.
Yeah.
Like, we could have, like, four people in there, bro.
Yeah.
That would be lit.
Including
honestly,
us.
That's probably too much.
It's four that's more than I thought would join.
Listen, we could either have like five or six, or we could have like 20. It all depends on how much you want to commit as a listener.
Yeah.
On the G for the homies, for the big homes.
Yeah, so... I was thinking about this the other day. What's you guys' shower routine?
Oh no.
Like, do you go top, bottom, like bottom up? Like, what's up?
Like washing routine? Yeah, like, what are you doing? Or like getting into the shower routine?
The whole shower routine, or yeah, just yeah. Like,
no. Just in the shower. We'll just do in the shower. Like, what do you do? I'll go first, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like you have this way more thought out than we do.
All right. So I get in the shower, you know, and I like it hot.
Oh, yeah.
Which our shower doesn't really get that hot.
It's hotter than it was.
Yeah, it is. Shout out.
Call maintenance or something?
Oh, no. Nick was the maintenance man.
Yeah.
He fixed that shit himself.
Yeah. Damn, plumber Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Papa Hopper.
Usually just stand under the water for a little bit. You know, just get it. Just do like one of these. Just run my fingers through my.
You're about to say your fro or something. It's like, bro, whoa there, Skipper.
My luscious mane.
Okay.
And then I shampoo my luscious mane, right? And then I condition my luscious mane, right? Those are back to back. Okay. You can't mess that up.
Right.
Next, we go body wash. All right. Now, what I like to do is I just get it all over my chest.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just get that shit all over my chest. All
right.
And then it's just go time from there. And then I wash my face and then I get out. And then sometimes if I need to wake up, I'll just turn it all to cold water and just sit there for a second.
And just Goggins.
And just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. No, that's a good routine. I'll go next. Because yeah. I kind of have this thought out pretty well.
Okay.
So I put my phone on the sink.
And to make the music better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
So then I get in the shower, and I start washing my body first. That's the first thing I do.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'll get my hair wet a little bit, but then I'll go right into the wash because I feel like I need to just expunge myself as quick as possible. I don't like just sitting there in the water. I don't know. I can't explain it any more than that.
No, you keep going. I got something to say about it.
So I take my washcloth, my blue one, and I lather that motherfucker.
Okay.
I put like way too much soap. Like that's probably why I run out of.
Yeah.
That's probably why I use your soap, which.
Yeah,
haven't done in a while, but
you should try my new stuff that I got. I think
just like once though.
I take like, you know how you're supposed to only use like a quarter amount like in your hand for like body soap? Dude, I use at least like a dollar bill. Like I'm just
he literally grabs the towel and is like, all right, now I got to draw a dollar bill with this soap. And he's like, all right, got the edges. And then he starts filling in the middle. He draws Washington on there.
But, yeah, I do that. And then I start with the chest.
Yeah.
So I normally just lay it, like, on my chest and just, you know, kind of let it sit there.
So we're on the same page with the chest.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then it's kind of weird, but I go all the way down and then do my face last. That's kind of weird, I feel like.
Okay.
It might be a little sketch.
Right.
But usually, I'll use another pretty big thing of soap just for my face, just so I know it's clean. Because, like, I got to get the face good. And then I'll put, like, conditioner or shampoo in my hair after. And then dry it, you know.
Okay, so basically, you clean your body, and then you clean your hair after. The way I always disagreed with that method, because... What about all the shit that's in your hair that's now running down your body?
See,
making
I never,
you dirty that.
Yeah, I never cared about that.
All right.
All right, let's hear yours.
Yeah, so set my temp, you know, and then I hop on.
Speaking of temp, always the hottest setting.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Really?
Yeah, because ours only goes so hot.
Yeah, mine gets fucking scalding. Oh. So I gotta find the right temp. As I'm in it, I slowly turn it up as I'm getting deeper in the shower. Yeah.
That's a good routine.
Warming up, getting used to it, and I just keep cranking it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I first thing I do, wash my hands, get my shampoo in. After I do the shampoo, do the conditioner, and I leave the conditioner in for a little while.
Leave
it in. Let it really get in there. You know.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to. Like,
yeah,
you gotta,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really
That's
let
how
it.
You're supposed to do it. And then I rinse that out. Then I go for the body wash. So I just like take it in my hand and just put it like probably
quarter method.
Probably the quarter without even knowing you're supposed to do a quarter. Mm. Yeah. Maybe a little bit more than a quarter. A quarter and then maybe like a dime on top.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd probably do
a dime on top. Yeah. Yeah.
Stack that bitch.
Bandos. Wow.
And then after, then I'll like, what I do is I hold it in my hand as like almost like a, what are those things called that painters use that they put all their paints on?
Oh.
It has all the dots and all the different colors.
The thumb hole.
The painting tool that painters use where you stick your thumb through and you have all your different colors. Mm. I basically use my hand as one of those, and then I take my other hand, and then I take like a little bit and I separate it.
Oh, that's weird.
On like different parts of my body. So I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna put this. I'll be like, I'm gonna put this much here, and then I just go to town. Like I start with my arms, and then I go to my chest, and then I'll work my way down. Like I spread it out, and then attack it after.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm getting maximum coverage.
Yeah, you're getting more bang for your buck than my dollar bill method. I'm wasting all this shit. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
Because I use like I'll have it in my hand and then like I just fucking just slap it onto my chest.
So your chest is your palate.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Because sometimes something gets left on there and I'll scoop a little up. I'll come back to it. You know.
Yeah.
I have the weirdest routine after though.
Oh, and then I. It depends on whether I wash my face before or after I do the body wash. But yeah, wash the face with the body wash too.
I don't know why I do this one thing every day since I was like 8 years old. I'll go out of the shower. I'll dry everything off. I'll take a little square of toilet paper, split it in half, get my ears dry.
Is that why there's always toilet paper in the fucking trash can? That's what it is?
That's literally why. Yeah. I take a little square in half, get the ears, because you know the ears always have like little like water droplets in them. Mm-hmm. And then take the remainder that isn't like from my ear, so use the top part of the square of the toilet paper. Use the bottom part to get the earlobe droplets.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you guys get your ears when you're doing like your body wash?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you mean like
Like
behind?
Like all, like on behind, yes, on top, bro. In it.
Yes.
I usually end up getting soap in my ears anyways, like from the shampoo usually.
Okay.
That's a necessity.
I feel like the shampoo, like my ears are a barrier, like the shampoo flows behind it. But like I have to go back in for the ears if I remember. Because then I'll get out and like I won't be, like the rest of me will be all clean and like not. And my ears will still be oily sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get that oil off. Yeah. You gotta, like, I can feel mine right now. They're pretty dry. Like, because you always got to hit those.
Hell yeah. What are you guys' preferences on shampoo, conditioner, body wash?
Old Spice, baby.
Through and through?
Not through and through. I'll do Old Spice and then conditioner, like something with like coconut oil or something, because I really fuck with coconut oil.
Okay.
I like that. I grew up in a household where we always had like 16 different shampoos because my mom's a hairdresser and she just like brings shit home to like try out. So like I don't know, like I'm just kind of like,
what do you go for when you go to Walmart?
I try and get the most feminine looking bottle.
That is very relatable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it says women's on it, that's even better.
Oh dude, no doubt. Like I'll do the body wash Old Spice, but the conditioner has to be something feminine.
Like anything that's labeled men's, that's for like
garbage
cosmetic look is gonna be trash.
Yeah.
I usually go for Head and Shoulders for my shampoo.
I fuck with Head and Shoulders.
And then recently, like I've been out of Head and Shoulders, and I just use this like shit that my mom got, and I have no idea. I'm just like, all right, cool, it's good shampoo, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, and then my conditioner, Dove.
Ooh,
bro, yeah. Dove makes some good shit.
That shit's soft.
Dude, it is. And also, Dove, like, if you ever use Dove soap, it lathers so much more than any other soap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then...
That's facts.
I think it's Dove Men soap. And then it's also... I also use Dove Men body wash. But the body wash has, like, little granules in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that
help,
shit.
To help, like, exfoliate and shit.
I used to use some charcoal shit.
Mm. I've used that shit, like, once. All right, when I was a kid, if you guys want to get ballsy one time and really get some good body wash, Aussie.
Oh, dude.
Holy shit.
Aussie? I remember Clayton, our friend Clayton, he bought Aussie. Like, it's a purple bottle. It's got a kangaroo. Yeah, yeah. He bought Aussie shampoo and conditioner, and he was like, yo, this stuff's nice.
Dude, my mom would always buy it in huge containers. Like, those are probably $20 a container.
Damn.
And dude, they used to have cool commercials, too.
Yeah,
I don't remember them, but I remember them being cool.
It's soft, dude.
The only, like, shampoo commercial I know of is L'Oreal or whatever. Like, for women's. That's the one I feel like I've seen the most.
That just... L'Oreal just rings a bell. It always just rings off the top.
Yeah, it does. It is good. So, you know, well, Abdul, technically, you know, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah. But
me and Jake and Nick, our roommate, we've been quarantined here in this house. And it is resulted in a lot of interesting conversations. And I'd like to take one of those conversations we had and bring it to you guys.
Bring it back.
The podcast.
Replay.
The homies.
And instead of Nick, we'll use Abdul for this situation.
Maybe he'll bring more light to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. What if I... Okay. Hypothetically, if I came up to you, Jake, and I said, dude, I killed Abdul, what would you do?
Okay. So the question is, would I help him?
Yeah. Yeah. Would you help me? Like, hide the body or, like, whatever?
In this situation, it would be different than Nick, because Nick would be in the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you came up to me and you said, I killed Abdul, A, I don't know where you killed him at. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how liable I will be in the situation.
Yeah.
So if you so if you said you killed Abdul and you were being serious about it, I'd probably let you slide for a little bit and maybe get away.
Yeah.
But I'm damn sure going to the cops at some point, because I got to help my homie out. But it's I'll give you more leeway than if we were in the apartment.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah. So first off, I think you were joking if you said you killed Jake.
Yeah. You get it. You caught up on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So first off, I'd think you were joking. I'd be like, bro, what are you talking about? Stop fucking around. Like, what do you mean you killed him? He'd be like, bro, he's dead.
Like, you'll know when Ian's serious, or if one of us serious, if we actually killed one of each other.
He's just freaking out. He's like, dude, I don't know what happened, man.
he kept coming and talking to me about fucking finance.
He saw my wang. I had to do it.
Yeah, he just came into my room and he saw my dick. I don't know what happened. I just fucking suffocated him in the room.
I think I was sleepwalking. I went in there. I just put a pillow over his face. That's all I remember, man. But yeah, it's some stuff like that.
What would you do?
What would you do?
Dude, I'd be like freaking out. I'd be like,
would you help me or not?
Help you what?
Like, hide the body.
Like, Ian's coming up to you and he's like, dude,
I'm coming to you as a friend. As a brother.
Listen, bro, that's a human life. He's a friend too.
But he's dead. He doesn't count anymore.
No.
He doesn't count anymore.
Fuck that. I've always been, for the most part, strong on morals. And fuck that, bro.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Would you immediately call the cops?
Yes.
Don't hit me with some Carol Baskin shit,
so, okay,
right?
No. When I said if Ian killed you, I said I would give him somewhat of leeway. Like, I wouldn't immediately call the cops, but I would definitely help you out while you were dead.
Do it immediately.
Okay, so you'd let me get away a little bit?
Sure.
I agree with that. When I'm dead, I would agree.
Sure, bro.
But the scenario changes
completely. I'm not going to, like, handcuff you to something and be like, you gotta wait till the cops get here, bro.
Now, what if it wasn't Jake? What if it was just some random person?
Yeah.
What if I came to you, I killed some random person, I need your help?
Oh,
or,
God.
Or both of us or something. You came to both of us.
Me and Jake both killed him.
Multiple people.
Oh, no. That's different.
It's different, though, right?
Depends on how you killed him.
Oh, he stabbed them. 100%.
Straight up?
Yeah.
No cap.
Speaking of stabbing, I got this cool new knife. It's the handle of it. Well, first off, it's Damascus steel, which is already cool. And the handle is made out of 15,000-year-old mammoth bone.
So does the situation change if we kill those people with that?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm going to think you guys are fucking crazy.
But would you help somebody. Us if we said, hey, dude, there's a body half a mile down Willow's driveway down there? Would you help us get the body and move it? Or would you just get out of the situation completely?
I feel like emotionally, if I looked at it from an emotional perspective, I'd want to help you guys. And somehow I'd get into it. But logically, if I don't involve myself in any way, then I don't have any way of going to jail as an accomplice.
Here's the way I look at it. I've seen so many random YouTube videos on like murder investigations. The cops find every single possible bit of evidence
Somebody's gonna find out. So I might as well not be involved.
And if you're not involved or something, you know damn well one of us is gonna crack. Probably me. I don't think I could keep that shit under my shoulders for too long.
Under your shoulders? What does that mean?
Under like, wraps, you know? Yeah, like, on his shoulders.
Yeah, it's on my shoulders. It's like weighing me down.
In your pits, bro?
It's like putting the nail in the coffin.
Oh, Jesus. I'm glad you would help us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Abdul.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Let me know whenever
No, I just
happens.
Feel like he would definitely get involved somehow. There's no way you couldn't.
If you were homies like that, your emotional tie would bring you into it. If it was some random person, you'd be like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I feel that.
All right, one more quick situation. What if I came to you and said, hey, I'm planning to kill Ian?
Oh, yeah, that was one too.
Oh, shit.
Or I'm planning to kill. I don't know. I'm planning it, dude.
I'd probably turn you in.
Yeah,
I'd try my best to figure out what's going on and try and talk some sense into you. But if I saw it escalating to a point where I couldn't control it, you're definitely going to jail, bitch.
All right, makes sense. Thanks for being honest.
All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners.
Your what? Sister?
No. Oh.
What?
We do?
This is an anonymous.
You swear to God.
Anonymous.
We got question. Our first interaction after 25
episodes.
We
need a button where we're like, burr, 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 or something.
Who, out of us, would win in a dance battle?
Not me.
Oh, shit.
I'll count myself out right now.
Was that easy? You don't know what music it is, though.
Then you have to. You have to be like the deciding factor here.
Oh, damn.
All right, let me make my case, though.
All right.
I can make my case. Go ahead. Make a good case.
Okay.
A, I don't fear anything on the dance floor. I'll go after it.
Okay.
I'll do anything I need to win.
There's no evidence to back that, just to let you know.
B, you want some evidence? My mom's side of the family is a professional German dance team. Boom.
The whole family.
The whole family. All
right, but that doesn't directly tie.
Yes,
in.
It does. It's genetics, baby. If you play the right kind of music and I'm feeling it, I'll get jiggy with it.
Okay.
C. I think those are the only two things I have.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you've seen me dance.
Multiple times.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Wait, what?
What? I don't know if I've ever seen you dance, Jake.
What? Sometimes you just gotta show them, bro.
You never seen me get down and dirty?
You wanna show us right now?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta walk in and pull your wang out.
Just walk in and see a wang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Listen, the only thing I've ever seen Jake do is...
I know where this is going.
Shake his ass in a circle and either take his shorts down and show his ass
or pretend like
he's taking his shorts down and show his ass. That's the only dance move I've ever seen from Jake.
But who would win with both of us doing that?
Not that specifically.
You gotta think about dance battle as
you can't have one
race.
Move.
The only dance battle he can win if it's like a Fortnite dance off. Then he'll just
But here's the thing. A dance battle is an endurance race.
Okay.
If you only have a limited amount of moves, you're fucked. You gotta have...
Oh, I got the moves. No,
range.
I got the moves. I got them.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I got every move you can think of.
Okay.
Name one move I don't have.
The moonwalk.
I got that.
You can't moonwalk.
I totally have it.
Okay.
It's in my back pocket. You want to see it?
We'll see you later.
All right, I'll whip it out. I'll whip out a moonwalk for you guys later.
I'll walk in your room later. Maybe you'll be doing it.
All right, I'll work. You know what? I don't even need to work on it, but I'll just do it. All right, sometime this week I'll do it.
I think the only reason I bowed out is because, like, culturally, bro, like, I never grew up dancing. It was just me, my brother, sister, and my mom and dad. We didn't have, like, any family here and any, like, events to go to where I would be dancing, even though, like, there's certain dances that, you know, Pakistani people do. And, like, it's just not that big in the culture. And I feel left out whenever, like, dancing happens because I don't know what I'm doing. And it also, I'm very nervous to try something.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the only dances, like cultural dances, in the white culture is like the cha-cha slide, and that's not even that fun.
Yeah, but it's
Cotton
about
Eye Joe.
It's about being loose and free with yourself, and that's something I've struggled with when it comes to dance.
Well, you just need to get hammered.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, dude. You will be free.
I've always wanted to learn though. Like we'll go out to like. We'll go out and I'll just be standing there and like everybody's like dancing and I'm just like
I wouldn't call that dancing though. It's more just like kind of, you know, I don't
even that, dude.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Ian wins.
Wow. I'll show you guys sooner or later.
If
you'll know.
If you guys disagree with Abdul's ruling opinion,
we'll do this. We'll post on our Instagram a video of Ian dancing.
No, we won't.
And a video of Jake dancing.
We'll do one of me that I have saved on my phone, but I'm not doing it for the post.
I was about ready to send it.
All right, cool. So you can make one, and we'll use one of Ian's pre-recorded ones. And
no, because I'm going to be pressured to perform at a gold medal championship level.
No, but he thinks he can beat you with what he already has. He doesn't think that
Damn,
he has to
your
make
old content?
New.
Dude, I don't even need to like...
You don't even need to make some new?
No, because I already
You don't fear
it.
Me like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You can just use some of your fucking 2018 shit on me?
Yeah. No, it's 2020 shit.
Oh shit. Whoa. So you've been working. All right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'll show you.
Bring it on, fellas.
Don't fucking worry.
Dude, I'm just glad that was a comment that wasn't from Ian's sister.
Yes. Woo! Does it have to remain anonymous?
No, it doesn't have to remain anonymous. I'll go ahead and tell them. I lied about the... I came up with that.
You're such a bitch. Good Lord.
Oh, it's so hype. I wanted it to be hype.
Are you kidding me?
You can't make things hype by being a fucking liar.
But it was so
hype. It worked,
hype.
Didn't it?
I'd rather you not tell us that, because I wouldn't have looked anyways.
You disgust
me. Damn. It's like that? Wow. Can someone please just comment so I can get my hype back?
Ian doesn't win anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, thank you, Abdul.
Thanks for not lying to me, Jake.
So, as you all know,
I knew this was coming up.
You don't know what I'm about to say.
I have no idea.
What am I about to say?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just know what's coming.
Okay. Us three gym enthusiasts.
Oh, God.
We like to get egg.
Very, very much so.
And gyms are closed. And now, the outdoor gym is closed. There's no pull-up bar. We have nothing. We have nothing but...
Filled with caution tape and lost dreams.
Yeah.
It's a sad world. And you can't get a pump.
Nothing to do except just like ignorant shit.
Except go out there in the backyard.
Yeah, getting it. I've already coined the term, getting egg in the backyard.
Ian came up to me today and he was like, hey, dude, what are you doing right now? I was like, I'm working. You know, it's 11:30. He's like, yo. In a little bit, let's get egg in the backyard. I was like, bro, what?
But you came with me.
Oh, we did get egg, yeah.
What'd you guys do?
Dude, we did some sprints. We did some fucking burpees. Pull-ups. Or not pull-ups. Push-ups.
Oh, we did pull-ups.
Air squats. Fucking lunges. Fucking
bear crawl. Yeah. Dude, we were getting mad egg.
Damn.
It was crazy. That's you should wild. Join us one time, dude, instead of saying there's no gains to be held.
I just don't know, man. Like, I feel so lost without weights. Like, I've never been huge on cardio. Like, it's not my thing. And I went to the thing where they had the outdoor thing with the pull-ups and the dips and everything, and I really enjoyed that. And then they shut that down, and I just feel lost, you know? I maybe we'll do something with like resistance bands or something, because I've heard people talk about that. So we'll see.
Dude,
I might just let my games go to waste and then start all over.
Got to be creative
and let my injuries heal.
No. You got to get Ig in the backyard.
You have a perfect backyard to get Ig in.
Yeah.
All you need is push-ups, bro. That's all you need.
Is that still on?
Yep.
You turn it off real quick.
What is high? Oh, it's on broil.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Maybe that's what I was smelling.
Probably.
That's definitely what I was smelling.
Fucking hopper, leaving the broil on.
Leaving the broil.
We don't cut anything out of this fucking podcast.
We just cut the broiler off.
You're here for the real shit.
Real, raw Islanders.
That's
dude, I've had like the worst past 2 days. I can't wait for not worst, but I've had some dumb shit happen the past 2 days. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. Fucking Monday, first day, I was going to work in Pineville because they have me working there now. I'm still working, by the way.
Wow.
They have me working there. Flex. I'm driving down 77, and this fucking piece of debris from a truck just comes towards me and hits my front bumper, and now it's got a scrape on it. Like, I just got done getting my car right, fixed the check engine, like, got my door fixed and repainted, and now there's more fucking damage on the front. So, hell yeah. And then today, I went to go on lunch, and I was going to go to a Moe's, all right? I drive 10 minutes to this Moe's. I walk up, and it said it was open online, but on the door, it's like, oh, sorry, this location's temporarily closed, but we have another one a mile down the road. I type in the address for that one. Shit's like fucking 4 miles away and like another 10 minutes the wrong way. And I'm like, screw this shit. So I go to like this local place called the Dive N, like the letter N. And
that's creative.
Nice.
Just got something from there, bro.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
It was all right.
Worth it to find something new? You know,
experience. Yeah, see, that's I smell a lot of pessimism in your voice.
It was
all
right.
Look at the bright side of things.
It was all right. I might go back and see if there's something better.
There we go. That's better. Yeah.
From the same place.
Yeah. For sure.
But,
like, dude, my car scrape, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to get it better next
time. Now it's
time
to get a Nismo bumper.
That's what I said.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, let me just drop $2,000 on a bumper real quick during COVID-19.
You're still working.
Yeah,
you're
but I shouldn't be making investments
you,
of the sort.
Getting that $1,200 check, you know.
You know, you're about to drive that shit on a new bumper.
I mean, I had to buy new tires because if you didn't see my sick burnout on my Instagram, go
check it
out.
Where you almost crashed into a car at the Enterprise.
Oh no, that was different. The one where I actually, the one where I actually did a burnout. On a road that nobody else was on, because I'm
was
safe.
Was it that road that I know about?
No, it's a different one.
Really? It looked like that one.
No, it's better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So see how that conversation turned into, you know, guys, fuck.
From pessimism to fat Bernie.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, my tires are done. I was driving to work this morning, and dude, there was an accident on 485, and I was literally in traffic for an hour. I showed up to work an hour later than I had planned to, and there was these guys in like a pickup truck next to me, like a big lifted Dodge Ram, and I'm just like chilling, and then I get a DM on my Instagram because it's written on the side of my car, and they were like, and it just said small burnouts, and I was just like, the fuck, and I look over and they're looking at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, and I was just like, dude, I have no tires left. He was like, I got plenty of tire. So I like shot some flames for them, and then afterwards he did a burnout with a trailer hooked up and it's a lifted Dodge Ram.
Dude,
and I was like, dude, fuck yeah, that thing's dope.
Hell yeah.
Bored in traffic.
That's awesome. Well, I think this was a good 35 minutes here. Probably wrap it up.
That was good, yeah.
Are we doing our segments?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you fucking with, boys?
What are you fucking with?
Ian, pick me.
Robert.
I'm fucking with Pokemon, boys.
Yeah.
I started playing Alpha Sapphire, the remake, on my DS. Shout out Guy for that DS he gave me 2 years ago. But I've been playing that game, and it's rock solid. I love Pokemon.
Shout out Pokemon.
Shout out Pokemon. I'm fucking with Call of Duty because I've been grinding that every day after I get off of work because I can't go to the gym. I just play COD with the boys. I don't play that ground war shit or whatever, like the Warzone.
I fucking hate ground war.
No, Warzone.
Warzone.
Oh, I hate that shit. Though, like the battle royale thing. Nah, bro. Multiplayer all day.
You've been playing that 24/7 shoot house.
The fuck is that?
Isn't that a map?
I've never played that one. I might try it tonight. But there's this one called 3v3 snipers gunfight.
I saw that.
So like it's basically just snipers and you're just 3v3 and it changes guns every like two rounds.
Was
and
it always snipers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it changes snipers.
Yeah,
every time?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah, I've been fucking with Terraria.
I like how it's all games.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing.
Yeah, what else are we doing in the cove?
Yeah, Terraria was fun. Been sinking lots of hours into that.
Ian told me today he'll play Terraria for 12 hours and forget to eat. And I'm like, bro, you have a problem.
Yeah,
that's an issue.
It's more like, I think it was 11 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not as bad.
Yeah.
That sounds like me in middle school and high school when I used to play Minecraft until 4 in the morning.
Dude, that was...
Sometimes you just have those moments.
I really miss that.
That was a memories made there.
Facts. All right, rap lingo.
I don't really have any off the top right now.
This one's not exactly rap lingo. Jack Harlow said it once.
All right,
simp, and it's a big internet meme now.
Mm. Yeah,
is it like a homie?
No. I don't know the proper definition.
I'm just gonna say what I think on the top of my head, and then. But I think there's a lot of different definitions. I think it is a man who does things for a woman expecting something in return.
Okay. I thought it was just like another word for cuck.
Also kind of like that.
Too. Okay.
I thought it was just like an OG. Like, yo, that's my simp over there. Like,
nope.
That's literally not it.
All right.
It's supposed to be offensive.
Oh, well, shit.
According to Urban Dictionary, it is. There's a lot of definitions. I'll just read the first one. A man that puts himself in a subservient / submissive position under women in hopes of winning them over without the female bringing anything to the table. So.
Oh, so you're like kind of like a beggar. Like you just do. You're like a slave
doing,
for that.
Doing anything
for that, you know.
Just for puss.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you're doing
it. You're doing it too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Cool. Thought it was completely different.
So. I'm glad I have a definition now. Thanks, Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
So, hell yeah.
I guess that's it.
Wow. That was a really great episode, guys. It was good getting back in the swing of things, you know. Doing what we do best, being fools.
Being late.
getting
thank you. Way better.
Yeah, being late.
Buffoons.
Mm.
All right. We're on the IG. You know, maybe give us a real comment instead of Ian having to lie to me in those faces in the middle of the podcast.
You guys should have seen you guys' excitement.
Dude, my eyes lit up like a Christmas tree, didn't it?
It was nice. You could make Jake's eyes light up like a Christmas tree. All you have to do is... I don't know. Leave a literally. I don't know. Text me.
Do something. All right. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.